Okay. Hi, my name is Ellen Paisley. I was a ceramics major. I graduated in 1984, and today's date is September 28th, 2014. And my first memory of this college was actually touring when I was 18. And I came up with my dad to see if we wanted to go to the school. And the thing that still sticks in my mind is going up into the painting studios and smelling that amazing smell and seeing all the paint over the floor. And even though at that point I didn't paint, I was more into ceramics, it just really made me want to be there. And I finally, for the first time in my life, felt comfortable, like I was around people that were just in the same thing that I was. And it was great. So I mainly want to talk about my experience of living in the dorm freshman year. Saw it on the campus there. Of course, it's the offices now. But at that point, it was only women. And there were 60 of us living on two floors. And most of the students were older than me. At that point, it was really rare for somebody to come to this school right out of high school. Mm-hmm. So almost all my friends and colleagues were older. And there was two floors. I was in the upper floor. The lounge had this lovely fake wallpaper pattern of roaches on it, and there was a junky TV that we all shared, and 60 of us shared two phones. The kitchen was where I learned to cook, was really frightening. It consisted of a washer, a dryer, a utility sink that was black, which frighteningly became white after Christmas break one year. They actually cleaned it. Of course, everybody used to clean their paintbrushes and stuff in there too, besides cooking. And then there was an old brown 1970s stove. I think it was gas, and I wasn't used to cooking on a gas stove, so I pretty much burnt everything for the first 3 months. I was from Arizona, and so I thought it was really cold here, and I would walk into the room and I would shut the windows and turn on the heat, and then my roommate, who was a normal person, would come in the room, open the windows, and turn off the heat. Other than that, we really got along great, which I guess was pretty rare. A lot of the roommates used to fight and argue, and there was a lot of problems. I think part of it was she had a boyfriend that lived in another city, so she would go see him on the weekends, so that made it a little easier. Met people from all over the world. A lot of foreign students lived in the dorm at that time, so we had a lot of fun. It wasn't a big party scene, although I think I did get drunk for my first time in that room. I think I also threw up on alcohol for the first time in that room. And let's see, the girl across the hall was from India. She had this major crush on Jack Mendenhall, so we used to talk about Jack all the time. It was pretty funny. And I came to the school to be a potter, actually. And one of the reasons why I chose the school was that it didn't have a first-year program. I could just go right into what I was doing. Of course, by the time I was a junior, I was making sculptures bigger than I was, and learning about everything, and started to paint. And I loved art history classes, and just learned so much. It was a really great experience.
Great. Thank you very much.
How did you find out about the school?
It was